Hello, main menu listeners. My name is Corey, and I'm here today to talk to you about a new form of privacy protection available for free on the internet. This software is actually made by an organization known as the Tor Project, which is at www.torproject.org or www.torproject.org. Tor is an open source project, so you don't need to worry about paying for it. Although if you are willing, after you've used it for a while, you may decide to become a relay, which is a way of contributing to the network itself and helping it to grow. So why should you use Tor? Well, Tor is a software package which uses a proxy server to mask your browser's surfing activity and allow you to keep your origins on the internet anonymous. You can also use other applications besides Mozilla Firefox or Microsoft Internet Explorer as long as they support the use of a proxy server and allow you to enter the settings to connect to the Tor software. What makes Tor unique is the fact that you can actually scatter your packets across the internet, and the network does this naturally. What all the different Tor relays do on the network is take random packets from other members and scatter them on a global scale, making it pretty much impossible to track your origin or to figure out what kind of data you're sending over the internet. This is a little bit different than the traditional way of establishing a secure end-to-end connection, such as an SSH connection or a secure tunnel, otherwise known as. So, in this regard, you can remain more greatly anonymous. So, although the system is not perfect and your packets can still be intercepted, since the interceptor of those packets would only receive a few of them at best, the chances of gathering all of the data that you are sending and receiving on the internet is pretty much impossible. It is also great for allowing you to keep yourself from being detected by remote websites. So when you visit a website, normally all of your information is logged by that website administrator. But in this case, they would only be able to get the IP information from whatever random relay you were connected to at that moment, which was relaying your data. The whole Tor network is encrypted, so ISPs cannot reverse engineer your packets, at least not very easily, and thus discover what is inside them. When you install Tor, the software actually takes care of the installation for you under Windows, which is what I will be covering in this review. However, if you are curious to know what the software installs, it installs three things. Firstly, it installs the Tor application, which is the actual part of the software which connects to the network. Secondly, it installs Vidalia, which is the user interface portion of the software, as well as Provoxy, which is the actual proxy server, which handles the connection to your browser or to whatever software package you choose to install it with. What I'm going to do is take you through the installation of Tor, which is the actual software package. And I'm going to install this on my Windows machine, which is a Windows XP workstation, which is running an Athlon dual-core processor with 2 gigs of RAM. Now, just so you know, the Tor software does not have a list of high requirements. So if you do have an older system, that won't be a problem. The website indicates that Tor will work on anything running Windows 98 or higher, including Windows Vista as the latest version of Windows. I am using the JAWS for Windows software package for this review. However, if you do use another screen reader such as WindowEyes, you shouldn't have a problem with that either. Before you proceed, you should have any antivirus software packages, firewalls, anti-spyware packages, or any other applications that you normally have running closed so that there isn't any interference with the installation. Now, I've actually opened the installation file for Vidalia, which includes the Tor bundle, and it's now just at the first screen, which is asking me to choose my language.
Installer language. Installer language dialog. Please select the language. Please select the language. Combo box. English 2 of 5.
Okay, so we're on English here, so I'm just going to press enter.
Fidelia bundle setup dialog. Fidelia.
And I'm just going to read this with the JAWS cursor so it can read it all to you.
Welcome to the Fidelia bundle. Setup wizard. This wizard will guide you through the installation of Tor. Fidelia through Foxy and Tor button. Tor is a system for using the internet anonymously held in. You anonymize web browsing and publish it instant. Messaging, bird, and more. Fidelia is a V that helps you control, monitor, and configure Tor. Through Foxy is a filtering web proxy that protects your privacy and helps remove ads, banners, and pop-ups. Tor button is a Firefox extension that allows you to quickly enable or disable anonymous web browsing. If you have previously installed Tor, Fidelia, Proxy, or Firefox, please make sure they are not running before continuing this installation. Next button, cancel button, PC cursor.
And if we go to the PC cursor and tab,
cancel button.
We have cancel
next button.
And next, which is what we're going to want here. Okay, so I'm hitting
cancel.
Next.
Next.
And we're on full right now.
Base, custom.
Base and custom are your other choices. Base being the basic installation and custom, allowing you to choose various options from the next screen, which we can tab to here.
Preview, Fidelia 0.0.16, close check, 1 to 4.
And we can uncheck that.
Tor, Fidelia 0.0.16, close, not checked.
But we want to have that checked, and I actually want to keep it on full, so I've just shift-tabbed to the previous control and pressed home so that we go to the top of the list. So we are on home. So I'm just going to tab over here to next and press enter. And it's on the destination folder. And that's where it's going to install it, and I'm fine with that, so we're just going to hit install here.
0%. Extract Fidelia X. 100%. Next button. Completed. Create shortcut. See, create shortcut. See documents and settings. All users start menu programs. Fidelia. Create shortcut. Create shortcut. Create short output. Extract. License. Output folder. See program. Files. Fidelia. Extract. License. Extract. Tor button. 1 point. Graphic 4. Execute. See program. Output folder. See program. Created. Installer. Graphic completed. Graphic 8. Fidelia bundle. 0. Back button. Unavailable. Next button. Cancel button. Unavailable.
And I've kind of tabbed over all of those things just because we don't need to hear every single folder that it's installed to. But you get the idea. It does tell you quite verbosely where everything is going to be installed.
Easy.
And you can actually review this with the PC cursor, so it's really easy. You don't even really need the JAWS cursor for this. And we're gonna go to next here.
Run installed components now, checkbox checked. Tor installation documentation button. Finish button. Run installed.
Okay, so we can start it now if we'd like to. I'm going to allow it to do that actually. So we'll leave that checked.
Finish button. Fidelia control panel.
Okay, now the control panel itself is not the most accessible part of the software. Unfortunately, it does use graphics which do not seem to have any tooltips, so it's very difficult to figure out what they are without some assistance, and that is unfortunate that the software is lacking in that regard, but you can still access all the different options through the system tray, which the two icons for Tor and Fidelia are there. I'll show you that now.
Desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, recycle bin, 143.
Okay, so I've done a Windows M to minimize all apps.
Start button. Task, start button.
I pressed tab twice, so now I'm at my system tray.
Notification error, system tray for Foxy button, Tor is running button. Start button. Notification area system tray. System tray Tor is running button. Start button. System. Proxy button.
And there's both Tor, which you can actually... I'm using the context pop-up menu. And it says Tor is running.
Leaving menus. System tray Tor is running button.
Now, I've disabled it by right-clicking and then pressing enter on Tor is running.
System tray Proxy button. Start button. Notification. System Tor is not... Start button. Notification area system tray. System tray Tor is not running button.
And you hear now it says it's not running. So we're going to turn it back on by right-clicking or using the context applications key on the keyboard and pressing enter here.
System tray Tor is not running button. Desktop. Task start button. Notification. System tray Provoxy button. Tor is start button. System tray Tor is running button.
There, now it says Tor is running. Now as for Provoxy.
Provoxy button. Context menu. Exit Provoxy.
The same applies. You can use the context menu to access everything.
Edit, submenu.
Edit, we have
main configuration.
Default actions.
User actions.
Filters.
Trust list.
Main configuration. Now, these are more advanced options of the program. You won't require this to get using it unless you need to make some specific changes. It is enabled. We have the Privacy window and exit. So let's say we want to show the window. And if we use the JAWS cursor again here, so that's the first action it's taken here. And we have various options here under the File, Edit, View, Options, etc.
Menu, File, Menu, Exit.
Under File, we just have Exit.
Edit, Menu, Copy.
We have Copy under Edit, so you could copy out a copy of the log on the screen.
View, Menu, Clear Log.
View, we have Clear Log.
Log Messages.
Log Messages.
Message Highlighting Checked.
Message highlighting, which is a visual indication of which message you're on.
Limit buffer size checked. Activity animation checked. Clear log.
And, of course, limit buffer size keeps it from getting too large in terms of stored logs.
Activity animation,
activity animation is a visual effect, which doesn't really apply to us.
Clear log.
Clear log is pretty self-explanatory.
Log messages.
And we're background. So, moving over again.
Options menu, enable checked.
Under options, we have enabled
edit main configuration,
which opens a text file with the configuration file if you need to make changes.
Edit default actions.
Edit user actions.
Edit filters.
Edit
trust list unavailable.
Edit trust list.
Enable checked.
And background to enabled. And of course, now we're into the help menu, which has the different FAQs, the manual, the GPL for the open source software, Privacy status, and about Privacy. Let's just go to Privacy status for a moment here.
Privacy is not being used. Windows Internet Explorer page has a virtual key. Privacy is not being used. Blank. Heading level 1 link. Privacy. Heading blank. The fact that you are reading this page shows that Privacy was not used in the process of accessing it. Had the request been made through Privacy, it would have been intercepted and you would be looking at Privacy's web-based user interface now. Blank. So what went wrong? Chances are in disorder that. Blank. List of free bullet. This page is in your browser's cache. You once bit here before starting to use Privacy and now your browser thinks that it already knows the content.
Okay, so since I just installed this, I don't really have it set up yet, which is why I'm seeing this. I'm just going to go through the screen so you get an idea.
Of this page, Exit doesn't request a fresh copy. Blank. Force your browser to do that. With most browsers, click and reload while holding down the Shift key. Shift reloading should suffice, but you might need to manually clear the browser's cache, both memory and disk cache. Blank. Bullet. Your browser is not set up to use Privacy. Blank. Check your browser's proxy settings and make sure that it uses 127.0.0.1, 48118, or if you did a custom configuration, whatever different values you used.
Right, so there are our settings we need. So when you go into setup here, your Internet Explorer, your Mozilla Firefox, you can enter those settings. Now, in Mozilla's case, they have the Easy Access button, which will do that for you.
When using multiple proxies in a chain, and either the chain is broken at some point before Privacy, or that an earlier proxy serves this page from its cache. Blank, shift reload, clear all caches, and if the problem still persists, trace the proxy chain starting with your browser settings. Please link forward in chapter.
Right, so this is the problem right there, is we need to enter those settings for the 127.0.0.1 in the port number, which is what we're using here to connect to our local proxy on our own computer. So I'm going to show you how you would do that using the Internet Options dialog in the control panel.
Start menu, Internet, 1 of 8.
So I've gone to the Start menu and pressing C for control panel.
Leaving menus, control panel, folder view, list view, not selected, accessibility options, 1 of 44.
Okay, and now we are in the control panel, and I'm pressing I.
Internet options.
And there's internet options.
ID, internet.
And I pressed enter.
Page, the create home page tabs, type each.
And I'm going to move over to the tabs here.
General tab, security tab, privacy tab, content tab, connections tab.
And we're going to right arrow over to the connections tab, which then we're going to want to go to the LAN settings here, if we tab over.
Set up button. Dial up connections preview, Bluetooth photo mode 1 of 2, add button.
And these are just my dial-up settings. It looks like I have a Bluetooth connection to my dial for dial-up over Bluetooth, which I don't even use. But we're going to tab over here to LAN settings. And we're going to put in there for the address 127.0.0.1.
Proxy server port edit 80.
Now, we need to be using port 8118, so that's what we're going to put in here.
Proxy server port edit 80.
And
zero,
so,
space.
We're changing that.
Proxy server advanced button. Proxy server bypass proxy server for local addresses checkbox not checked. Load internet problem. Cancel OK button.
Okay, now I'm going to OK.
LAN settings button.
Now we're going to go to OK again.
Hourglass arrow.
Now, if all is well, we should be actually using Internet Explorer through a proxy at this point. And I'm going to use a couple of different methods to verify that. So, we're going to go back to the desktop here.
Desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, recycle bin, 143.
And again, I'm going to go back to the proxy window.
Taskbox start button, sys proxy button, context, shift, enable check, show proxy window, leaving menus, proxy.
Okay, and we're going to go back to that help menu.
Menu, help menu, proxy FAQ, about proxy status.
And proxy status.
Leaving menus, proxy. 75%, 100%. Proxy Sentinel, Proxy Status Windows Internet Explorer page has 8 headings and 45 links. Proxy Sentinel, Proxy Status Heading Level 1, this is Heading Level 1 link. Proxy Heading Level 1, 3.0.6 on Sentinel 127.0.0.1. Port 8118, enabled Heading Level 2, the following files are in use. Table with two columns and nine rows, link actions files. Standard, action link view, default, action link view, action.
Okay, so this is the actual main window for Proxy. And this is actually indicating that it is working because my computer is named Sentinel. That is the name I gave it. I'm not sure where I got it from, but mainly because it's always on. So that's the name I gave it. And the 127.0.0.1 does indicate it is referring back to itself. Now, I'm going to show you a couple other things here. And so I'm going to close out of this. And we're going to close the proxy window.
Desktop, folder view,
and now I'm back to the main desktop. So I'm going to go to start.
Start menu, 1 of 8, internet, 1 of 8.
And now to the internet. And it's loading up. Now, keep in mind that this connection is not going to be as fast as your internet service provider can provide. Because you are going over a global network which is not local to your own network, so do not expect blazing speed out of this. I'm at Google now, and in my other tab I have my local ISP's website loaded. So it is up now at Google. I'm going to go to www.whatismyip.com so that you can get a sense of how an actual website is going to perceive you.
Open dialogue. Type the internet address of it.
Okay, so I've typed that in, pressing enter now.
Research Google Edit, 6%. What is my IP address? IP address lookup, info, speed test, and more. Research Google Edit, with what? What is my IP address? IP
okay.
Address lookup, info, speed blank, heading level one, your IP address is 88.191.22.62. Desktop.
Okay, now I have closed out of that. Now, let's say that I have had enough of using the proxy server with Internet Explorer. So let's say I want to remove that now.
Start menu, internet, 1 of 8. Leaving menus, control panel, folder, internet options, internet.
Now I'm doing this through the control panel, but you can also do it through the tools menu of Internet Explorer, which is faster.
Secure privacy, content, connections tab, setup button, connect camp, LAN settings button, local link, automatic proxy server, use a proxy server for your LAN, these settings will not apply to dial-up or VPN connections, checkbox checked.
Okay, so we're going to just turn this off.
Not checked, okay, cancel button, okay, LAN settings, okay button, control.
And it's off now. Now, in control panel, we're going to type in there. What is my IP? Launch this again. And you notice it comes up much faster now because I'm no longer using the network.
Heading level 1, your IP address is 70.65.146.31.
And that is my SHA IP address on my SHA cable network where I'm located. So that is how this works. Now if I go back in.
Internet Explorer dialog. What is my IP address? IP address. Title is control panel.
To control panel, internet options.
General content tab, enable, connection setup, add, button, remove, settings button, never dial command settings button, load automatic configuration, proxy server user proxy, check, proxy server port, edit 8118, proxy server, okay button, yeah, okay button.
And we're back on it, and let's run it again just to show you how easy this is to switch in between.
HTTP app start. Windows Internet Explorer arrow 3%. What is my IP address? What is my IP address?
So now the proxy server is re-enabled.
Level 1, your IP address is 88.191.22.62.
All right, so there you go. It's been rerouted to a new private IP address, which cannot be traced to you. And I'm going to also go through and do this with Mozilla Firefox as well, for the Firefox lovers amongst us, of which I am one. So just to give you an idea how that works. Alright, so in order to turn the proxy server on and off in Mozilla Firefox, it's actually even easier than Internet Explorer. So I'm going to do that now. I'm going to launch Mozilla Firefox by just pressing Ctrl+Alt+F because I have a shortcut set up for it, but you can, of course, launch it through your desktop or however you normally do it.
App start, 100%. Mozilla Firefox start page, Mozilla Firefox arrow, page news.
Okay, so I have their start page up now. Now, the Tor button is down by the status bar, so I'm just going to root the JAWS cursor, the PC cursor, and paste, go to the page down here, and then end, and then it says Tor disabled. Now, I'm going to, before we do anything, before I turn it on, I'm going to go back to whatismyip.com.
Location edit, cost space, space. Leaving menus, app start, 75%. What is my what?
And here we are.
Heading level 1, your IP address is 70.65.146.31.
And as you notice, that is my ISP's IP address. So we're going to turn Tor on now.
Root job, arrow, double dot, Tor, disabled. Left mouse button.
And now I've clicked on where it says Tor disabled.
Tor disabled.
And now it says enabled. PC. That's all I have to do. Now I'm going to just refresh this page.
App start, 5%.
Notice it takes longer to load because we are using the proxy server. And
heading level 1, your IP address is 85.214.91.152.
And it's another random IP. The IP does fluctuate on its own as from time to time. So in that regard, it is pretty secure. I mean, you don't keep the same IP for very long on Tor. And of course, you can enable this for other applications like IRC or MSN or Yahoo or anything that will support a proxy server. I'm not going to go into that in this review. I have covered the browsers, and I believe that is enough to get you started. The Internet Explorer method is the long way. The Firefox method is the short way. So that is Tor, and I hope you can make some use of it. Before installing it yourself, I would recommend reading through their website and FAQs and everything. Make sure you are familiar with this, and do make sure that you understand the process before you begin it. Because if you do enter the incorrect proxy settings, you will get an ability to surf or other things like that, especially with Internet Explorer, where you can't just click the button in Firefox to turn it on and off. Once again, also, the website for Tor is www.torproject.org or www.torproject.org. So, just wanted to bring that to the blindness community and hope that people will find it of value. And once again, thank you for listening to me on Main Menu here today, and you all have a great day, evening, or weekend, whichever part of the world you're in, and whatever time you decide to listen to this review. I look forward to doing more reviews for Main Menu. So until then, this is Corey signing off.